Boating under the influence laws are about to get a lot tougher. On Sunday, a new state law will take effect that will make drunk boating as punishable as drunk driving. KUOW's Megan Walker went out with Seattle Harbor Patrol to find out how officers deal with drinking and boating.
It's Friday night on Lake Union. Kayakers, sailboats, and motorboats are all over the lake. Seaplanes are taking off and landing almost constantly. This is one of the most popular lakes in the state, and Seattle Harbor Patrol stays plenty busy.
Officer David Joseph Sylvester, patrol officer assigned to the Marine Patrol Unit.
Sylvester and Officer Richard Groves are on a 24-hour shift. They spend about 12 hours a day out on the water. At night, they work much like the fire department, on call in case something happens. Seattle Harbor Patrol monitors Lake Union, Lake Washington, and the Puget Sound. And it's the only 24-hour marine patrol unit in the region. Not long after we head out, Officer Groves gets the report that there's a boat with expired tabs near the south end of the lake. So we head over to check it out.
Hi, sir. How you doing?
As we pull up to the boat, Sylvester notices the two men on board have open beers.
How much have you had to drink today?
One beer.
One beer? Is that your beer in the cozy?
My beer right here.
He questions them about how much they've been drinking.
No other empties on board?
No.
Then lets them go.
Oh, no,
you don't appear to be impaired to me, so...
No, I mean, this is my first beer.
Sylvester says this is a pretty normal interaction on the water, especially on the weekends when the weather is nice. He says it's actually legal to have an open container on a boat.
Obviously, on a car, you can't have an open container of alcohol in your car. And we all know that that's a big no-no. On a boat, it's not quite the same. As you look around the lake, you'll see many luxury yachts out here in the 40 to 60-foot range. And they actually come with a bar already installed on their boat. So it's pretty common for people to have a drink or two while they're out on the water. What is required is that they don't allow that drinking to impair the safe operation of that boat.
Currently, boating under the influence laws, or BUIs, are pretty lax. Boaters can even refuse to take a sobriety test. But when the new law kicks in, you can't refuse it. And then, if you're caught impaired while boating, it's a lot more serious.
We bumped it from a $250 slap on the wrist to $5,000 and a year in jail.
Even with the new laws, Sylvester is pretty realistic about the drinking culture on the lake.
Wherever we get boaters that are clustering together, and with good weather, you're going to have people drinking beers. And we just essentially, we want people to act responsibly.
There's another change coming to Seattle waterways, noise control. Seattle City Council just passed a noise ordinance that makes it illegal to play music on a boat if it can be heard from 300 feet away. That law goes into effect early next month. For KUOW News, I'm Megan Walker.